Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
This is Jeff Ellison. It is Wednesday, November 23rd, 2011.
Episode 7.37, the Week 12 preview show.
Also known as Thanksgiving Eve.
Are we really in Week 12?
We are in Week 12, and we couldn't be happier. Well, there's 4 or 5 weeks remaining after this one.
Wow, and so we've right got there. Three Thanksgiving games to talk about.
We have the greatest Thanksgiving games in the history of mankind.
Wow, okay.
I'm serious.
And we've got some injury IR news to report
and we
from
got player
several
movement.
Teams. And yes, the
surprise,
Denver Broncos
surprise.
Have, you know, said goodbye. Jeffrey, lots to talk about. Let's get to it.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
All right, 16 games, the byes are done. We're throw those things out the
get
window.
Rid of them. Won't miss them.
16 games from here on out.
As it should be every Sunday.
And it's time that I face the stark reality that I am chasing 7 games in the challenge game. With an essence... 10 weeks to go.
Yeah, don't screw this up, Bob.
So just so you know, Jeffrey, the magic number is 2.
Yep. Not any combination of Jeff Ellis victories and Steve Miranda wins, losses equating
it's the same
to 2
thing.
Is
a Jeff Miranda victory means a Steve
Jeff Miranda
loss.
I'm not a Jeff Miranda.
A Jeff Ellis victory.
Look, I couldn't say the
I
name.
Was repeating what you were
what
saying.
What name could I say today on the fix?
DeMarco Murray.
You just said DeMarco
Murray. No, I said DeMarco Murray. You were talking
James?
Over me. James not
He's
listening.
He's not paying any attention.
He's over there writing something on the book. But anyways, Jeffrey.
Write a book on your own time. Anyways,
here's
I couldn't say DeMarco Murray today.
2. The magic number is 2.
Yes.
I lose 2 more times. It's over.
Yep.
I cannot catch you.
Nope.
I will need the rest of the season just to play patty cake, I guess.
Yeah, we didn't cover what happens. You know, in the event that it's put out of reach, we've never been in this situation.
We've never been in this
situation.
Do
we keep picking a challenge game?
No,
and
it's
for
done.
What purpose?
It's over.
The challenge game is over.
The challenge game is over, and then we'll have to, you know, wait till next summer for me to do the punishment. How can there be a double challenge punishment?
We could start all over again.
What, just for the final weeks?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any
and
sense.
Then we decide, yeah, because then I could punish you worse than
so
I
you could
am.
Give me 2 punishments? Is
oh,
that what
yeah.
you're saying?
Well,
but then
no,
what
the,
if you
the
lose the
is
second
gonna,
one?
You're going to like me. Well, then it's negated.
So then there is no punishment?
Yeah, but mind you, you're jumping out of an airplane while someone's tattooing a Redskin logo on your butt, and you're eating a spider, okay?
Wow.
I mean, so that's how big a punishment I got to do.
I if
gotta
I
do
lose
all
them
of
both.
Your fears, right.
If I
all
lose them
fears,
both.
All of your fears, and the
why,
tattoo is
why
not a fear.
Is, yeah, that's not a fear.
No, but it would be humiliating.
Jumping out of a plane is not a fear.
Well, I thought that you weren't
no,
real
I
crazy
would
about it.
If I were in shape, I would love
you and me together, buddy.
To jump jump out of a plane. They've just told me, Mr. Miranda, you have to lose weight if you want to jump out of a plane.
Let's define some.
Yeah, can you give me like
five
a number?
Pounds, no problem.
Give me the number. If you give
oh,
me
that's
a
big
a
number.
Notch round number. No, that, okay, well, I'll
well,
see you in a year.
Dang.
I'll see you in a year. I'm going to try and get back to you in a year. But Jeff,
I didn't know, Jeff. So what else besides spiders? What scares you?
Guns. I don't like guns.
You don't like guns. So I got to make – see, you know what?
I don't like
There's
vampires.
I can't help you there.
So,
I have to make you watch Twilight.
Oh! My daughter and her wife are already doing that.
Breaking Wind, Twilight.
Breaking Dawn.
Breaking Wind is
part
way funnier.
One. Breaking Dawn.
Breaking Wind part 2. Can you imagine how much that smells? Ooh, doggy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there you go.
Let's take the people off the hook. And
I'm really, though, the whole spider thing, I'll quit. I will quit. I mean, seriously, if you have me
and
doing.
I'll have to sue you. I mean, it's really simple.
Okay, I mean, if that's where
we'll
you're going
to
go.
All the way to the Supreme
if
Court,
there
if
is
to.
A challenge involving any sort of arachnid, I would probably be done.
Mm-hmm.
I would
you rather play with a gun or a spider?
I would sell over my shares of the company over to you. I would just give them to you. I wouldn't even sell them to you. I would just give them to you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Which is nice.
Just like, which is nice, okay. Wow.
There could be some cash.
You don't even care. You don't even care. The thing is, you don't care. You're doing this.
I care about our partnership.
You're doing this, or that's it. It's,
as Geico said, you know, greed is good.
Geico said that?
No, what was his name in
Gecko.
Wall Street? Gecko?
Yes.
Gecko the Geico.
Geico, the insurance company, has never said greed is good.
No, but most insurance companies know that greed is
well,
good.
Well, yeah, they're pretty good about doing that.
They really
actually.
Are.
Can we start an insurance company? Let's just insure
Stephen
homes.
Knowing our luck, something horrible would happen.
Let's insure homes for the big one. You know, and then when the big one happens, we just disappear.
Magnitude 5.9 earthquake today in
Japan.
Just happened moments ago.
We hope everyone there is okay.
Yep.
You always bring me down.
I do.
See, now I'm sad for those people. Very sorry. But anyway, speaking of sad, we've got some sad news to give you first. We'll start with the Houston Texans. You all might as well be saying this right now.
Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
Matt Schaub placed on the IR. It is official. He is done for the year, Jeffrey. Yeah. Matt Leinart time.
Steven, I've had a lot of time to think about this, to muse about it, if you will.
Yes. You're musing he's going to be okay.
Well, you know what? How many people are given third chances in life?
Is this really his third?
To me, it is. He had that first chance when he was drafted.
In Arizona.
And he choked. Yeah. And Kurt Warner fantastically came in and resurrected his own career.
Right. Bailed out the Arizona
Cardinals
for a couple of years.
And then, you know, Leinart was given another chance.
Didn't work out.
And it didn't work out. And they released him. And then he signed in with Houston to hold the clipboard for, you know, he still got $30 million bank.
Yeah.
But the guy, he has been humbled to a great extent by this entire experience.
So you're saying right now, 7-3.
I suspect right
now
he sat under Kurt Warner. He sat under Matt Schaub. And what did he observe, if he observed anything? Which I think he did.
He observed pretty girls
really hard.
In bikinis.
No, these guys work really, really hard. There's a reason that you're successful as an NFL quarterback. That's because you prepare.
Okay.
You prepare like the Dickens, and nobody prepares like Warner.
No, as I'm saying, those guys were preparing.
Exactly.
But do we know that Leinart was preparing with him?
But
or was he, was he out partying, checking out the hot chicks?
And Houston certainly got a good party scene.
Yes.
It's not quite Phoenix, and it's certainly not quite L.A.
And it's not Austin.
But you know what? It's all right. And, Stephen, I heard from Pat Kerwin today that as he's talked to his people in the Texans organization, those players in the locker room genuinely like him.
It's okay that you like him. I mean, that's fine. They better like him because they got no other choice. I mean, they've gone out and they've signed former Jets backup Kellen Clemens to come and be the backup. But right now, they got no other choice. They got to like him.
Okay.
They
got
to rally
got
around
a
him.
A likable guy who's being given a third chance at redemption. And the word I got, again, from Pat Kerwin was that this has been – and because he interviewed him yesterday on Sirius XM NFL Radio and said – basically, this has been a humiliating experience for Matt Leinart.
Okay.
Having to be relegated to carrying a clipboard and knowing that you're making serious bank is a very motivating thing. And it has been, he says, for Leinart. And Leinart's saying all the right things. I think we will know, not in the first quarter, I don't want to put too much pressure on him, but I would say coming out of halftime, what I see in that game, and trust me, my eyes are going to be peeled to that game.
Peeled.
It's not going to be – it shouldn't be that interesting a game. But what I'm going to see in that game coming out of halftime with the Houston Texans is going to tell me everything I need to know about the rest of their season.
Okay. They're at Jacksonville this week.
Right. They should kick the crap out of them.
They have Atlanta the following week.
Now, again, if they handle Jacksonville, they go to how many wins? Eight wins?
Eight wins.
You're just two wins away from putting this thing away.
Okay. Atlanta.
Right. Probably not going to happen.
They go to Cincinnati.
Ooh.
Yeah. They get Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers.
There you go. There's a win because they haven't figured out how to win yet.
Okay, but that's four weeks from now. They
might figure
it out by then.
They
might
have.
Here's another win at Houston.
There you go.
I mean, I'm sorry, at Indianapolis. Yeah, at Indianapolis.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then they host Tennessee.
And we'll know a lot. I mean,
and that game at the end of the season
could be for the division.
It might be.
It could very well be for the division. Matt Hasselbeck has fortunately escaped. Why is everyone named Matt there at quarterback? I don't understand that.
Matt Hasselbeck, Matt Schaub.
Matt Leinart.
And Matt Manning.
Matt Manning. Oh, Manning.
Well, everyone in that division.
Curtis Painter's actually going to get the start for the Colts this week. It's been announced.
Really? Do the Jags have a Matt at quarterback?
They don't.
Don't they have a Bartholomew Bowman?
They did, but he actually was injured in a horrible yachting accident.
A division full of Matts.
Aren't you going to ask me about the yachting accident?
No, I don't want to know about the yachting accident.
Very graphic, Steven. Yes. It's horrible. Horrible.
You know what? Fortunately for Houston, they got a great running game. Wade Phillips has turned that defense around.
Exactly.
But there's still holes there.
But you know
There's still holes. And now you've got the biggest hole. You've got the best. As we go back to Alhambra,
question mark.
The biggest one. The biggest one right now. It's not can you continue to run.
Right.
It's your quarterback.
Yeah.
Because, Jeffrey, part of the reason they've been so successful running the ball is there is a legitimate threat with Matt Schaub. Matt Schaub poses a threat of him throwing the ball to his countless receivers, and that opens a lot of running lanes. Well, guess what?
It does.
Is anybody going to fear Matt Leiner?
No, so that you're going to put eight in the box.
Beat us, Matty.
Yeah.
Beat us, Bong Boy.
Exactly.
Beat us. That's what they're
going to
say. That's what everybody's going to say. We're going to come down. We're probably going to roll a safety over to Andre Johnson's
side because
Johnson comes back this week. But other than Andre Johnson, we think we match up fine with all the other wide receivers.
With Olsen, not Greg Olsen, no, Owen Daniels.
Owen Daniels.
We challenge you.
Jacoby, James, and everything else. Everyone else that you got, we're going to challenge you. You're not going to run the ball.
Ends, though, dude.
You're not going to be able to run the ball. And we challenge you to beat us with your secondary
weapons.
Who's
the safety net for a bad quarterback?
It's check down. The tight end.
It's check down. They got two good tight ends there. And they got a running back that can catch on the backfield.
Dreesen
is the reason for the season,
Steven. Look, Jeffrey, all I'm saying is that if I'm a defensive coordinator, I am coming at Matt Leiner.
You know how to play it.
And I am saying, you are not going to run the ball. Matt's going to have to throw it. We dare you.
In the first series, he is going to have to go deep to Johnson. Because it's very possible Johnson will be single covered. Coming back out of the bye week, they've had 2 weeks to work together on timing routes. And I think you take that shot downfield, you hit that shot, everything's possible now.
I've made a couple guarantees this season.
Yeah, and you guaranteed
that the Houston Texans would be in the playoffs.
That wasn't your fault.
And I'm a little nervous now.
But that wasn't your fault.
But that's my guarantee, man.
Yeah.
They've got to be in the playoffs.
If a man's guarantee isn't worth something, then it's not worth
it's
something.
It's not worth anything at all.
Exactly.
All right, other
now,
bad
break
news.
Out these games
the
very
Buffalo
well
Bills. We'll get to them. We'll get to that in a moment.
Hopefully you see.
The Buffalo Bills.
More bad news. As if Ryan Fitzpatrick's stinking the place up after taking the money and run.
Fred Jackson has been placed on the injured reserve with a fractured fibula.
We've been tracking the story all day. In the morning, we rolled in, and I heard on the radio on the way
he's out this weekend.
That he's going to be out this week. Ooh, yes. I was really excited. Then Steven came in and said, hey, Fred Jackson, and I didn't listen. He said, he's going to be out this week.
He didn't listen because he had already heard.
Right.
He's going to be out this week.
Like,
I don't need to
literally
know that.
30 minutes
that.
Later, the story gets updated.
And so then Jeffrey says, hey, did you know that they're going to possibly put – I'm like, I just
that
told you that 30
more than
minutes
one week?
Ago.
That's what I told you. Well, I knew the Jackson story, so I thought I knew the whole thing. Well, it keeps evolving, and then it's a calf tear.
Yes.
Oh, no, he might be out for the season now instead of just a few games. Fractured fibula, going to be out all season. Another devastating blow to this team.
The Buffalo Bills, for the past two seasons, have been the most injury-plagued team in the National Football League.
Absolutely.
Last year, I think they had something ridiculous.
15?
Like some
13.
50, 13, I think it was the number. 13
guys, or, go on IR.
Between 13 and 15 guys go onto the IR, and this year has been virtually the same. That is just bad juju
happening
in Buffalo.
Not
bad,
cool.
Bad juju. All right. Any other breaking news, Jeffrey? Other than Rex, Matt Sanchez.
Clark is going to be ruled out.
Yes. Yes. For
and
the
Malcolm Floyd missed practice.
Mark Sanchez getting upset at Rex Ryan for giving Mark Brunell extra reps in practice.
Oh, I did not know that.
You did not know? See, I'm giving you breaking news. So Rex Ryan gave Mark Brunell extra set of reps in practice with the first team, and Mark Sanchez didn't take too kindly to that. He was a little upset.
Who's recording this?
This is NFL.com. But basically, Rex Ryan came out today, and he's like, Look, I don't ever see myself taking Mark out of a game. So I don't see that. Mm-hmm. But he's like, our quarterback was struggling. I mean, he was bleep. He added that some defensive guys were complaining about the offense.
Okay. So, okay, it's time for this.
Uh-oh.
It's time for a Jeff Ellis instant rant, ladies and gentlemen. We know how you love him. We know how you need him. It's an instant rant. Tell your friends, wake the neighbors, wake the dog, wake the doorman. Here's the deal. What is it with these coaches or vice presidents throwing your starting quarterback under a bus?
He's not throwing him under a bus.
He said he played like bleep. He's... He played like... And then we've got, what do we have going on? And what are you laughing about?
Nothing.
You're giggling at my instant rant.
I'm sorry. I'm shutting up.
Which I've already had people wake the neighbors for. Okay?
Keep going with your rant.
Now, John Elway, God love John Elway, okay? He's a Hall of Famer. But he goes out and basically in an interview this week, on the radio, is asked the question, do you think you found your quarterback yet? And he says, nope.
What's wrong with that? People being honest. That's what I love.
Honest.
People being honest.
Honesty should never, ever be heard.
It's such a lonely word. That's what he said in that song.
Yeah, he does. But we're talking about coaching, Steven.
Okay.
And if you were a head coach of an NFL team,
yes,
would you take every opportunity possible to basically demoralize and demean your starting quarterback?
Maybe,
what do you know about quarterbacking, Steven?
Hold on one second, Jeffrey. Maybe Rex Ryan has said, look, I've given him all the praise. I've done all the stuff. Maybe it's time for me to maybe slap him around.
Negative
wake
motivation.
Him up a little bit. Wake him up
Light
a little bit.
Light a fire
bit.
Under him.
You played like beep. And you know what? Maybe he lights it up this weekend against the Bills.
Probably not.
Maybe.
I mean, he'll beat the Bills because the Bills, Fitzpatrick's falling off and now doesn't have Fred Jackson.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they got every opportunity to beat the Bills this week, and that's a divisional game, so it's a big deal. But for Tim Tebow, it's like, come on, seriously, you cut Kyle Orton, which to me is a vote of confidence for Tim Tebow, and then in the same breath, he says, by the way, Tebow's clearly not our guy. We're going to have to go get somebody. And then every single week, we see him on the sidelines of a Stanford game, which we've seen him on the sidelines of a Stanford game before he was vice president
of
the Broncos.
He's a Stanford alum.
He is. And so is Condoleezza Rice. How often do you see her on the sidelines? Not nearly as often.
Is she a
football
player? Does Condoleezza Rice play football? Does she play quarterback?
She
Did she play quarterback
Stanford
in the NFL?
Football. No, but she loves Stanford football.
Okay. Well, there you go. There's a difference.
She's often
Being
up in the box.
The star quarterback for your alma mater, you get a little bit more consideration coming to football games than
former Secretary of State.
Any other alma mater.
I would say that she's more important than John Elway.
Not in Denver. The country.
Not in Denver. In the world.
Yeah, in the world.
But clearly not outside Denver. But in the world, she ranks, if you ask me. So there you go. Just saying, to see him on the sidelines in years gone by hasn't meant anything to me. Right now, it means a lot. It's speaking volumes and it's speaking loudly. And I think it's speaking disrespectfully of your quarterback. Do you want to win or not?
He is
Nothing's
not
going to change, Tebow.
He is not, but you're asking John Elway to change. He's always been there. You're saying that.
Yeah.
He's always been there on the
We're
sidelines.
We're a Stanford family, so I know this.
So I'm always, so if this is a standing thing that you do is go to Stanford games, why would you change that just because you're not executive of a football team?
Because your quarterback is not somebody like a Peyton Manning or something where you're just obviously going and rooting. You're scouting. When the quarterback of that team that you're going and supporting is the hottest commodity in football.
Well, the Denver Broncos have 5 wins. They don't have a chance for luck.
Context is everything, though. Who says they may not make moves? They don't have a lot of draft picks, but they could still dish them all.
They can.
And go all in.
They can. I understand that. But look. John Elway has clearly said from the very beginning he does not believe Tim Tebow is the guy.
And that face.
And so he was asked again, is he the guy? No. So he's not lying to you. He's not saying anything that he hasn't said differently from the very beginning.
But he's failing to lead the way I think a leader should lead, which sometimes is to not
say the truth.
Sometimes I say this about marriages. The best relationships are one or two things a day left unsaid. You bite your tongue when she goes and does that thing that irritates the bejesus out of you. Mm-hmm. You bite your tongue.
Yeah.
You don't have to bring it up every time. When the guy, I don't know, maybe me, leaves his clothes alongside the bed for, I don't know, a week or doesn't unpack from a trip for, say, I don't know, a month. My wife doesn't berate me about that. She never even mentions it.
Yes.
And it's far more effective because I do it much faster. That's still within that month. I do it much faster because she doesn't berate me. I'd become passive aggressive if she started bitching at me about it.
You would just leave it there longer.
It's like, yeah, yeah, I'll watch you. Yeah, you want to? Yeah. Okay, we'll see about this. Yeah. I'm going to win.
Maybe you just have issues.
Those are – I do have issues.
Anyways, let's get to it. Sorry there. Speaking of the Denver Broncos, they did release Kyle Orton. They placed him on waivers. Three teams made claims. Is that what
three
we're getting?
Three teams. Everyone take a moment and guess which three teams. Guess. Okay, go ahead, guess. I'm not going to stop.
Yell
talk.
Three teams.
I'm going to talk right now.
Okay.
Okay, you've had a chance now.
All right.
You're wrong. Ha ha. You're stupid.
Unless they've probably already seen the news.
Oh, damn
and
it. They might have been right.
That the Kansas City Chiefs got the waiver claim that was successful.
The Bears.
So he is now a Kansas City Chief.
The Bears put in a claim.
But the Bears put in a Chief. And surprisingly, the Cowboys. For people who are like, really? The Cowboys? Why? John Kitna, their backup quarterback, has been hurt. He was actually out last week. So the backup quarterback for the Cowboys against the Redskins was Stephen McGee.
Yeah,
anybody know that?
And Stephen McGee.
Yeah, there you go. So the Cowboys are looking for a backup quarterback right now
and I think
until Kitna gets healthy.
And I frankly think that if Jerry Jones knows anything, it's going to be pay $2 million to have somebody else hold that ball because you don't want your quarterback's hands down near somebody's foot kicking a ball, which he's holding right now. It's like, come on.
So that's any other news, Jeffrey, that you would like to get out there? We got Shaw.
It's time to get to the games.
No, real quickly, Adrian Peterson is still in a walking
boot. I played the Hanna-Barbera drop.
I know. He's still in a walking boot with a high ankle sprain. Most likely he will not be available this week, and then he'll be day-to-day going on after that. Still not at practice. Doesn't look like he will play this weekend against the New England
Team
Patriots.
Team looked better with Vince Young.
Ouch.
They did.
And Starks, which when we get to the games, still questionable for the Green Bay Packers going into Thanksgiving.
Going into tomorrow.
Yes.
Tomorrow. We got to get this show up so that people traveling can listen
All
to
right,
it.
Let's go then.
Thanksgiving games! First off, 9:30 on Fox. Green Bay Packers.
I don't know what you've done. I don't know what you've done.
What have you done? What have you done? I spent my lunch hour building an outline.
Yes.
What did you do? You picked up a kid.
Wow. I did other things, too.
I know. I also screwed up my mistake from the audio from the Dallas Cowboys.
See?
That was a big screw.
So we're going to go Thanksgiving games. But what if a Thanksgiving game should be El Juego Grande Estupendo de la Semana? They all should be, right?
Well, maybe not Miami at Dallas. No, probably not.
But San Francisco, Baltimore.
But look,
pretty
we got to kick off with. Let's do them chronologically.
We're going to do them chronologically. No.
And if a game's a stinker,
no, we got to get some nap games out of here.
We'll mock it if it's a stinker, and then we'll just move on.
Come on, let me just put the three nap games down.
But that means you have to tell me, and then I have to move mine, and then we've just wasted valuable time. Let's just do it. Green Bay at Detroit.
Oh, hold on.
You've moved
come on.
Already. Command Z is your friend.
They're moved.
Command Z is your friend.
It's been done. It cannot be undone. Jeffrey, just do it.
What? There's three games I'm supposed
to
do.
The last four games.
I know that one.
Should be
the last
Minnesota, Carolina, Arizona, Washington. That's how the last four games will
Minnesota,
play out.
Carolina, Arizona, Washington. That didn't take that long. You're right.
Yeah, see, there you go. El Juego Grande Estupendo de la Semana. We got three of them, and it's because it's Thanksgiving, and Thanksgiving is going to be so good.
It's the most wonderful time.
Real quickly, Jeffrey, is there something you're thankful for?
My goodness. Steven, honestly, this has been a year of gratitude, and I don't mean to get all syrupy and everything. But gratitude has been a huge emotion this year.
Yeah.
I've got a son getting ready to go to college. I'm enjoying the time that I get to spend with him before he goes away. My daughter and I have found a way to reconnect in a new way that's pretty cool, where she doesn't resent me, and my wife and I have never been closer, and you and I have never been closer.
Yep.
It's like, I'm happy.
All right, good. Well, I placed on Facebook that I'm thankful for my wife, my daughters, my family, which includes you, of course, my job, my God, and all my dear friends.
And
I'm going to throw one in here, one, too. All
you
listeners.
You make me cry?
Yeah, a little bit.
Don't do that.
I was trying to get you
on the show. Don't Bob Costas
and,
me, okay?
And all of our listeners, because really – without you guys listening to what we have to say about this
gotcha.
enjoyable game, we wouldn't be here doing it. We would have stopped a very long time ago.
Seriously.
So, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Let's get to it. The first game right smack dab in the morning. First of all, before anything, if you're in the UK, around 4:30 p.m. London time,
yep.
8:30 p.m., 8:30 a.m. in America, Jeff and I are going to be on
Sky Sport News.
Yes, that's right. Giving you the latest on the three games, up-to-the-minute analysis. So make sure that you check us out.
And because of the middle of the week, we should be on with Georgie. We're in prime time. We should be on with Georgie.
With the lovely Georgie Thompson.
Yeah, baby. Hello, don't touch your picture like that.
Oh, I'm not allowed
to. Okay, the Green Bay Packers kick it off at Detroit. Woo! 10-0, 7-3.
I'm waiting to see what you do, and then I'm going to do the opposite.
Okay, baby, I've had some reconsideration since we first spoke about this.
Oh, no.
And I'm taking the Green Bay Packers.
What? Wait a minute. Now you're throwing. What? Seriously?
Yes.
Because that's not what you said on TV.
I know.
And so.
I know. I can change my mind.
No, you cannot.
You know what I've said on TV more than anything?
What?
People keep asking, which is more likely, Indianapolis Colts 0-16 or Green Bay Packers 16-0? And my answer is not deviated. What is my answer?
Both.
Both. And I'm holding to that, and you can dial that into my picks this week. Both.
All right.
I've been rolling with that all season.
Well, then.
You take the Lions.
I am taking the Lions.
There you
I've been
go.
Taking the Lions. I think, look, this is the game. Now that I've looked at the schedule.
This game's ridiculous.
This is the game where the Green Bay Packers lose.
They could lose week 17 because of their schedule. Week 17,
well,
they played.
They play Detroit again.
Exactly.
But in Green Bay.
And they may be sitting people. So potentially week 17.
Potential
Detroit
week 17.
Needs it to get a wild card spot. You know,
I don't think they will.
You think they'll already have it locked up?
I think they'll be a wild card.
They very well could. Detroit's a very fine football team.
That game will probably may not mean anything to both teams.
The line on this, by the way, the Packers are favored by 6.5. That line is ridiculous.
That is pretty crazy.
I would definitely take the Lions and the points.
I'd like the over, actually. And the over is 55.5.
Steven, so I went down at lunch. I actually played pick the line,
uh-huh.
A game I frequently make Steven play against as well. I'm like, all right, here's the matchup. Pick the line. And he gets within a half a point. It's pretty cool. Well, I nailed these. The only one that I missed was I had Green Bay plus 3.5.
You think it's going to be a closer game?
Oh, heavens, yes. This game's going to be fantastic.
I like the Lions. I'm not wavering. I'm not changing. I'm glad you're taking Green Bay because now the potential for a challenge game right off the bat. First game of the weekend, it could be a challenge game.
And wouldn't that be a great way to start Thanksgiving?
No. It would really.
You just have to leave my house. It's really
it
simple.
It would really blow, actually.
I'd ask you to leave, and you'd leave quietly, and that'd be the end of it.
Okay.
So there you go.
So we differ. I just really think, look, last year, one of the games where Aaron Rodgers got knocked out with a concussion.
He was just
against the
this
Detroit
week,
Lions.
Yeah.
So
week 14
I think,
last year.
I think the Detroit Lions could get after him. And they're going to smack them around a little bit, and we'll see. I like Detroit.
It would be very interesting for head coach there. I was Mike McCarthy. I have struggled ever since.
DeMarco Murray.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Names.
Ever since the Walrus moved on, I have struggled with the head coach, and it's
the
never
Walrus,
changed.
Mike Holmgren.
Well, they're Mike Holmgren, Mike McCarthy. They're
is
both
that,
Mikes.
That
I think that's
okay.
Part of the problem.
All right.
And DeMarc Mike Murray. You know, that's always been – that was a joke. So, Green Bay at Detroit. I think Mike McCarthy, if he was smart, would sit Aaron Rodgers and not let him have to face this Ndamukong Suh-led fest of danger. It is danger. But Aaron is going to be in there, and he's a baller.
Danger.
He's gonna be,
danger will
he is.
I may very well make this – the challenge game.
Noted, but let's get through the rest of them.
The Miami Dolphins travel to Dallas to face the Dallas Cowboys. Jeffrey.
How about them Cowboys?
How about them? How about them?
They're good.
They're really good.
In my powerful rankings, they made the elusive top 10.
Ah, are they a bronze medalist now?
Yes, they're bronze medalists.
Woo-hoo!
They're well within the bronze category.
Woo! I figure and, that within 4 weeks – you will have to give them silver. You will have to.
Well,
there
see,
will be no denying
what
silver
happened.
When they are 10-4, sitting there atop their division.
You bullied me into
Did
making the 49ers into their own separate category.
How did I bully you? I want them to be gold. I don't want them silver.
James.
I want them to be what? I want them to be gold. I never asked for silver
for
the Niners.
How did Steven bully me about the 49ers being gold team? How many times a day do I hear this?
Once or twice
a day. Okay, he's being he's exaggerating
Come
in his
on.
In your direction. It's more like six or seven times a day I have to put up with this.
What makes you say they're not a gold team? God, what do they have to do for you? Freaking walk on water? Jeez.
I'm hearing about the Cowboys. How about the Cowboys win this week against a very dangerous Miami team?
Okay.
And then we will I'll do what I do every week, which is take it week by week.
All right, week by week.
Week by week.
All right. I never, by the way, asked for the Niners to be
you
silver.
You insisted. You didn't ask. You insisted.
I insisted that they have gold, which you did not give them.
No, I didn't. I gave them silver all by themselves.
Yes, which means you took a lot of silver teams out.
Yes, I did. The silver convention's gone. Fly, Robin, fly.
All right. You talk a little bit about this game while I hear this real quick.
Okay. So, the Miami Dolphins, Dallas Cowboys. My biggest fear is that, as I said a long time ago, Miami goes in 5 weeks ago and puts up a pretty good performance. They repeat it the next week. They still lose both those games. Now here they come. 3 weeks ago, you get a win. 2 weeks ago, you get a win. Last week, you get a win. Now we're looking at – we had looked at an 0-7 Miami Dolphins team. I just looked at what we said on Sky Sports News on 11-11-11.
Yes.
And basically, the Dolphins hadn't won a game yet.
No.
And we anointed them the winners of Andrew Luck.
Did we?
How far they have come.
Well, they've won three in a row.
I've already said that. You didn't listen to what I was saying.
I told
you're on the phone. I know you're on the phone, but you just got to trust me, bro.
All right.
Trust me on this. Follow my lead since you gave it to
me. All right. So since they're 1-3 in a row, they haven't just won three games in a row.
Yes.
They, like, beat down people.
Yes. They've been very impressive.
And
it's mostly their defense.
It is. It's a little dangerous. I still have nightmares of the Snow Bowl in Thanksgiving. You remember the Snow Bowl in Thanksgiving?
Yes,
Leon Lett, they're playing Miami.
The ball.
They block the ball, and Cowboys are going to win, and Leon Lett for some unknown reason. And today, even today, he will tell you, I don't know what I was thinking, because he didn't. And he goes and touches the ball, and then Miami gets a chance to kick the field goal again, and they win.
This was a 1990-something Thanksgiving 92. Day game.
Nightmares! Nightmares it gave me!
And I remember laughing with Didi's grandpa, God rest his soul,
yeah.
And we just were laughing our tails off, and he was screaming at the television. At the time, he was probably 85,
yeah.
And he's yelling at the TV, why is he touching the ball? Why is he I'm like, Grandpa, just settle down, Grandpa. And I had to make him a drink.
Let him get excited. I remember where I was. I just left. I left the play. My brother David, if you ever
want
to get him riled up, tell him, what did Steven do in the Miami snow game?
Oh, my gosh. Stevie was so mad. That's a pretty good start,
yeah,
isn't it?
Pretty good start. He was so mad. I left the cabin, and I just drove home.
What cabin was this?
We had rented a cabin up in New Mexico.
Oh, in New Mexico. I'm like, where on earth do you go in El Paso?
Up in New Mexico. And the whole family was there. We were having Thanksgiving. Everything was great.
That's awesome.
At the end of that game, I was so mad. I just threw everything in my car and left. And I drove home alone.
Oh,
I was so mad. That's how angry
how
I was.
How old were you?
I was pretty young. I mean,
do the math because I need to put this in perspective of my 17-year-old son.
I was 22.
Okay, so I got to expect this for another five years for my son.
It went
because honestly,
me,
if the Cowboys
for me
lose
it
tomorrow,
went to about 25.
Jordan will ruin Thanksgiving tomorrow for all of us if the Cowboys lose tomorrow. You will
not. I remember your mom 1 year when the Cowboys lost Thanksgiving. She thought it was gonna just.
Oh, Steven's going to be so upset.
It's going to be so bad.
Oh, he's going to be just miserable. No, Steven has matured a great deal.
I have, but it took me till about I was 25
to gain some
to
perspective.
Gain that, you know what, it's a football game.
And family's
dog.
A lot more important than a football game.
I freaking just got in my my 280, my Nissan Datsun 280ZX, just threw everything in the back, took the T-tops off, and jetted home all by myself. Oh, gosh.
So Miami's going to make it a fist fight.
I do believe. I like the Cowboys, though.
Cowboys have been playing way too many games close, which makes the line of Dallas -7 a little on the silly side, if you ask me.
It's a little high, but I think they're going to cover it.
I give the points to Miami and suspect that Dallas wins a close one.
They will cover.
San Francisco at Baltimore.
The Harbaugh.
Harbaugh
versus Harbaugh in the Harbaugh, and the winner gets the biggest turkey leg.
This is the biggest battle since the battle for Baltimore back in 1780-something.
That's a pretty big battle.
Yeah, it was.
That was a pretty big battle.
That was when the British ships were coming up the harbor there in Baltimore. And, Ed, don't send me an email. I know you're from the D.C. area. Don't send me an email. And then and something happened, and there was a big boom. And then at the fort.
Wait, I need it. I need it.
You're just trying to bail me out for myself. Bing, 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 bing.
It is official. We are booked for the Super Bowl, baby.
Oh, we just got our credentials.
No, right. we got airline tickets.
Oh, it's not booked for the. It's the credentials.
We're booked for the. We're
the
going to the Super Bowl.
Credentials.
Oh, that's gonna happen.
Of
you know that's gonna happen.
I know it's gonna happen.
But I'm saying this just.
Our
we got
travel
the,
agent just
travel
sent
agent
us
sent us email. We got row. We're on the. We each got aisle seats.
Yeah.
We're across from each other,
and we resolved this whole issue. We're flying to Cincinnati, and we're gonna
yes,
drive.
Yes, and we're gonna drive from Cincy to
because
Indy.
We got too much gear. It's just too hard to even imagine putting it in a cab.
Yeah,
and then changing planes and possibly losing all of our gear. That's just not good. So, anyways, the Harbaugh Bowl is back where we were. That's not really that big news for Steven, that we've got plane tickets. Anybody's allowed to fly. Okay. Just, I don't mean to bust your chops or anything, but.
I was saving you from yourself.
Save me from myself? Oh, because I was explaining the Battle of Baltimore and how important that was.
Yes.
In U.S. history.
Okay. So, I like the only road team that I like this weekend, and that's the San Francisco 49ers. I like him to go. I like little brother to go against big brother and know some of big brother's secrets.
Mm-hmm.
We still don't know if Ray Lewis is going to be there don't on that know. Defensive side of the ball, which means Frank Gore time.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Smith going to do enough throwing the ball. Their defense is going to get after Joe Flacco. Niners win.
I like the under in this where the over-under is 38.5. It's going to be a very low-scoring affair, if you ask me. And I'm taking the Baltimore Ravens. I believe you hold serve at home. It is incredibly difficult to win on the road. Why the Green Bay Packers win at Detroit? Because it's really not very far. It's a very short trip, and they've
done
this.
They can walk. I mean, they can walk.
They could walk, but they'd have to start like 6 weeks ago. But, yeah, they could.
It's not a six-week walk from Green Bay to Detroit.
Well, see, Detroit, there's a body of water that sits in between them, so they have to go down the shoreline. Then across.
No,
and
no,
then
no.
Up.
You just walk to the shoreline and you take a ferry across.
So that's not walking. That's taking a boat.
Well, but
you're
you got they got to walk.
You're cheating.
Too.
And then you're at the Upper Peninsula of Michigan and you got to walk all the way down the state of Michigan.
Yeah,
That's a tall mitten.
It's a tall mitten.
So I've got Baltimore.
What's
Steven?
The name of that state? The one that's shaping the hand.
Baltimore Ravens, Steven. I believe I'm giving. Here's why. This
so
game
this
is going to be decided. Shush your pie
so,
hole.
So,
this game is going to be decided
you're
by
officially
a
taking
turnover.
Baltimore.
Yes. It's okay. going to be decided by a turnover. And here's the deal. On the coaching side, I have seen little brother Jim Harbaugh make a significant coaching mistake in about half the games this season. So you give him a short week to prepare, and I believe he makes a coaching mistake in this game. And this game is going to be so close that that may, in fact, be a difference maker in this game.
Okay.
So I'm giving it to the veteran coach over the rookie coach.
That
alone is what I need because these teams are so good and so balanced, and it's in Baltimore. If it was in San Francisco.
Another potential.
There you go.
Challenge game for me. You sure you don't want to take the Dolphins?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm just checking. Just want to check.
Now, again, why you take a road team like Miami on a short week going into Dallas, that's crazy.
That is crazy.
Especially when you're talking about, now, here's the thing. Like, Dallas and Detroit, they've done this for decades.
Yes.
They've hosted these games for decades. So taking them is generally the safe play. But the problem is the Detroit Lions usually lose.
But the Detroit Lions
for
have
decades
have
been bad.
Yes.
But they're
good right
now.
Do you
know
this is the first time in I don't know how long they have 7 wins going into Thanksgiving?
No, I didn't know that stat.
It's
that's
been,
sad.
I think they said it was something like
very, very sad.
13, 14 years. Something. It's been a long time. 2002, I think, is the last time they had 7 wins going into Thanksgiving.
Very sad.
Usually at Thanksgiving, the Lions have nothing to play for but pride.
Roar.
Well, they
Lions
got
pride.
Yeah, they got stuff to play for this weekend.
They do have stuff to play for.
And they're going to go and they're going to smack
play
it around.
For that stuff.
I could really be taking all the home team. No, I'm not. I'm going with Niners. I'm sticking my guts. I'm sticking with my guts. I put it my look at the Niners. I'm telling you, I'm going out there for you.
Just silver team.
To give you gold, baby. I'm doing it for you. Because I promise you, you will get gold if you win this game.
I promise you they get gold if they play this game really close and if Green Bay stumbles. Not loses, just doesn't impress.
Okay.
Then I put them both up in the gold category because I'm like, these teams are very similar, very comparable, very evenly matched. In the meantime, I've got them a whole metal apart. Now, let's get on to the rest of Sunday's action.
So
here.
There is just – we're just going to just do it. Let's just do them all.
Sunday's action.
If there's stuff we need to talk about, we talk about it, and those last four, we'll just give you winners, right?
There you go.
We'll start in Cincinnati where the Cleveland – why did this one get moved? The Cleveland Browns at 4-6 traveled to Cincinnati at 6-4. The Cleveland
and I
Browns.
I need people to see with their own eyes why Cleveland is my second to worst team, but they have four wins.
Yeah, they need to move up just a tad.
They're that bad. Steven.
They're not worse than
they are.
Okay,
they're worse than everybody except for the Indianapolis Colts.
There you go.
They're worse than the Rams. They are.
Okay,
barely. But I mean, we're talking about scum of the earth kind of.
They're worse than the Jags. They just beat the Jags. How can they be worse than the Jags?
It was a fluke. That thing that you think happened did not happen.
All right. I've got the Cincinnati Bengals. I think this is easy.
Yeah, this is a pretty easy one. They're 7-point favorites at home.
I'll tell you what. The Bengals have had back-to-back weeks where they've played solid football against two really good football teams, the Steelers and the Ravens.
And now if they go do what the Cincinnati Bengals that should make the playoffs do, they should thump the Browns.
Yeah, the Browns have played over the past 2 weeks mediocre football against two really bad teams.
Uh-huh.
And Cincinnati all the way.
So which is why I think this is AJ my Green dumbest wager line of the day. Because Cincinnati should more than cover by 7.
That
I
is
know,
not
look, it's a divisional
it
game.
Is,
it's the battle for Ohio. I get all that
I
stuff, Steven.
Yes.
But look, Cincinnati really should put a thumping.
How it is to play another team in Ohio.
I've actually
you
never been
know.
To Ohio, Steven, so
oh,
you're right.
Oh, my gosh. We need to go to Canton. We need to go to the Hall of Fame game.
We were scheduled to go this year until there was a little labor situation.
Stupid labor.
That canceled
strife.
The game and made it just the ceremony.
So we both have the Bengals.
We sure do. We both have the Bengals.
We'll move on.
I think they're going to cover.
To the 4-6 Tampa Bay Buccaneers traveling to Tennessee to face the Tennessee Titans. Morning game on Fox. Tampa Bay's declared that they're going to run the table and end the season at 10-6.
Shut up, Raheem.
I love Raheem.
I love Raw, but I mean, come on. We're going to run the table.
You do it, Raw. You do it. I'm on the bandwagon. Go, Tampa Bay. I got the Bucks in this one.
I got the Bucks in this one because they're playing at Tennessee.
Take Tennessee. Will you freaking just give me something that I can pick?
I gave you two. Detroit and San Francisco.
Okay.
What, are you afraid of
them? Two really tough games.
But you're supposed to be really good at this.
I am.
So don't worry about it. You've got to give me two to choose from.
Okay.
But not here. Why on earth would I take I think Tampa Bay really figured something out.
You love Tennessee. You love them.
I would love to live in Tennessee.
Okay.
And if the Titans were ever a formidable –
I really thought you were going to take Tennessee. I was going to make
that. If Jeff Fisher had stayed and this team had turned out to be good, I would have moved to Tennessee and gotten season tickets, man. That would have been awesome.
Jeff,
although the drive to Charlotte might be a little – or where did they play in Tennessee?
Memphis?
No, Nashville. I don't know. But it's farther inland, and I want to be a little closer to the ocean.
Don't they play in Memphis?
I don't know, Steven. Every time I say something, I'm wrong. So I'm going to stop talking now.
Okay.
It's so much easier. Nashville. They play at LP Field in Nashville, Tennessee. This is coming off the top of my head, but I just saw it in my head.
Okay.
And I want to be a little bit more east than there. So it'd be about a two-hour drive, but who cares? You know, you're there in
their
Tennessee.
Their stadium is in Nashville.
Thank you.
I just wanted to confirm that for you.
And it's LP Field, isn't it?
I don't know the name of the stadium.
There you go.
What?
I was waiting for confirmation. You're the Catholic guy. I was.
Oh, sorry. So we both have the Tampa Bay
Buccaneers. Confirmed.
We have both Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Moving on to Buffalo.
Really? Matt Hasselbeck. I'm really glad that Matt Hasselbeck seems like he's going to be well enough to play in this game.
The Buffalo Bills at 5-5, fresh on their horrible news about Fred Jackson, traveled to New York to face the Jets, also at 5-5. Both of these teams are fighting for their playoff lives.
Jets 9-point favorites at home. Jets haven't looked like they could score 9 points to save their life.
Yeah,
and Buffalo hasn't looked like they could score any points. I don't understand this line of -9 for the Jets. Buffalo has got to turn it around at some point.
Buffalo has had 3 straight blowout losses.
I acknowledge that, but the Jets haven't blown anybody out. They can't even blow out their own candles at a birthday party.
The start of that 3-game blowout was the Jets blowing out the Bills.
Oh, sure. Play that card of history and recent history at that. Go there.
All right, I'm sorry. I won't bring history like that to the table
especially
anymore.
Especially recent history. But that's meaningless.
I'm going to take the New York Jets.
I got the Jets. I just don't know about them covering because doesn't at some point the $12 million Ryan Fitzpatrick show up? I mean, the kid plays for a lot more than money. He plays for pride.
Does he?
He's got to. So, or maybe that's the Harvard edge is that I got my
contract. I got my money. I'm good.
Woo-hoo.
I'm good.
Woo-hoo.
I'm playing out.
Set for life. Now just don't get hurt. I doubt it. I seriously doubt it.
So you're taking the Bills then because you like Fitzpatrick in this one?
I like Fitzpatrick to hopefully bounce back. Without a running game, it's going to be hard. And I've got the Jets. Stop pointing at me.
I'm not pointing
you're
at
emphasizing,
you.
You're trying to do, the little Jedi mind trick, and it's not going to work.
I'm just trying to
those
get
are not the
I'm just trying
I'm
to get an edge.
For.
Just so you know, the rest of these weeks, the rest of these next
you're
6 weeks,
for the next 7
I'm just going to try.
Tell you
and
what. I'll give you the challenge game just to leave me alone and stop
really?
Whining and complaining
for the next 7 weeks
about spiders. No,
so that we could tie. We could be tied.
No.
Okay, give me back. Give me the next 6 weeks just to get me to within 1, and then it could be interesting.
It could be interesting. Well, why would I do that?
All right, so there you go.
I do what I'm told.
All right. I mean, the fact of the matter is. This year we've learned there really is – it's crazy to pick games.
It is incredibly difficult to pick games.
And the fact that
and the
several
fact that I'm chasing
these,
the computer.
Yeah, several of these things, of these challenge games have been decided in the final minute.
On a missed field goal
stupid,
of 30 yards.
Just make me sick. Just make me sick.
It's been a head-scratcher, but I am the fortunate recipient of that head-scratcher.
Yes, you have been.
So,
so we both have the Jets.
Why do you say the Jets?
Why do I say the Jets? Because
yeah,
the Bills got
really
nothing. The Bills, they've literally.
What have the Jets got?
The Bills, but the Jets haven't folded up camp. The Bills have. In the last 3 weeks, against the Jets, against the Cowboys, against the Dolphins, the Bills folded up camp. They are
just
done.
Yeah.
Stick a fork in them, the whole thing, fry them, put them in a pita pocket, and eat them. They
Would
are
like
done.
A hot pocket? Would you
yes.
like a hot pocket?
So I'm taking the Jets. They're at least showing that they got some passion. And after Rex Ryan got at Mark Sanchez, I think he's going to turn it around.
I don't know. I think we could be seeing the end of this
Take the Bills
of this little run.
Take them.
No, the, Buffalo Bills are.
I'll give you the Bills and 5 points.
Steve and I agree with you the your assessment
you
of the Bills.
Okay.
But I don't believe that the Jets have much left in the tank. I think we're seeing the beginning of the end of the Tannenbaum Rex Ryan era in New York.
I like the Rex Ryan era in New
Me
York.
Me too, dude. But I think the people have just heard it, and they've seen that show, and they're like, you know what? Been there, done that. How many times can you see Spamalot? Seriously, how many times?
heck of a lot.
3-4 is good. You know, after that, it starts getting a little redundant.
I don't know. Whole heck
and,
of a lot.
You know, we're going to go out, we're going to smack people in the mouth, and I hate them, and I'm not going to kiss Bill Belichick's
there
rings. I'm not here to kiss his rings.
Or 4 or 5 musicals that I could just watch endless amounts of time.
Yeah, see, you could see Phantom over and over, and I don't get
I
that.
I love Phantom.
Saw it once and thought, that was good, and I was done. I'm good. Need to see it again.
Fan was awesome.
If they made the chandelier explode at the end, I'd probably go back for the pyrotechnics.
The music is awesome. The singing is awesome. The story
never
is
been an
awesome.
Andrew Lloyd Webber guy.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I am an Andrew Lloyd Webber guy.
I don't think he writes great musicals. I think he writes good musicals. It's the difference between the 49ers and the Packers to me. It's like there's that little step.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, Houston Texans with Matt Leinart at Jacksonville. We've previewed this a little bit already. MJD at home. So, of course, you take the Jags, except when they're playing a really good team like Houston. Jacksonville's been horrible.
They
should
been.
Fold up
well,
shop.
They've got,
they should sink
you know,
that
they
ship.
They decided to go with Gabbert.
For Thanksgiving, shouldn't we take Gabbert?
Maybe. It might be Gabbert time.
Or maybe he'll get eaten.
I like the Houston Texans only because I want to see what they're going to do with Leinart. But
I'm fascinated.
I'm very nervous.
Oh, heavens, this,
the
yes.
Jags could all of a sudden come
sure.
out and, you know.
Start smacking people in the mouth.
Smack, line it around a little bit, yep. pick them off a couple times. And then the Houston Texans. See, this is what I'm afraid of. Leinart comes out, starts to perform like the Leinart of old, and the Houston Texans fold up camp.
Texans do this.
They see that. They see, oh, no, we got bad Leinart. We didn't get good Leinart.
And the Jags will and, say.
Folks, when you go into the Lion's Den, you don't tippy-toe in.
You don't.
You carry a spear. You go in screaming like a banshee. You kick whatever door's in and say, where's the son of a... If you go in any other way, you're going to lose.
And they might do that.
And who knows what's going on with this bye week with Houston. All we know, because the team is required to give people like 3-4 days off in a row, it's not like bye weeks used to be. So basically, Leinart and Andre Johnson have been working out on their own.
Yeah.
And they can't have coaches around because that would violate the terms of the collective bargaining agreement, which is a collective BS agreement, if you ask me, because it's really hurting the game.
All right,
so,
that is the final.
We both have Houston.
Morning game that we're talking about. In
now, let's move on to afternoon, shall we? Fox has a afternoon game of interest. The Chicago Bears at the Oakland Raiders. That's a good one, folks.
7-3 Bears, 6-4 Raiders. Raiders at home, coming off a big win.
Bears without Sans Cutler.
With the devastating news that Cutler is done for a little
and
while.
And you didn't get Orton back.
And
you missed out on your waiver claim.
You've got
Haney. Caleb Haney. You know what they say about Caleb Haney, don't you?
Is that Haney or Heine?
It's Haney.
Okay.
But you know what they say about Caleb Haney, don't you?
He's the best Caleb Haney around?
That's exactly right. He is the best Caleb Haney who's ever lived. Except for his father, whom he was named after.
Right.
He was a pretty good guy.
Was he really
he
named
was a
after
postman.
His father?
I don't know.
So we're just starting rumors. Bite down!
Why not?
Oh, I said bite down. They're back to biting down.
Yeah, you got to show me something here, dudes.
They're back to biting down.
How on earth someone's supposed to come in and run a Mike Martz running offense, oriented offense? I don't honestly see how Chicago can pull this out. The defense, yes, the defense is going to be fantastic. Yes, Brian Urlacher is going to be all that in a bag of chips and is going to rally these guys something fierce. But their schedule is so unkind to them that it's ridiculous. So is the Raiders' schedule, for that matter. This is like the easiest game both these teams have on their schedule
but
going forward.
The difference between the Bears and the Raiders is the Raiders have a really winnable division.
They have an easy division. You win one more game, two more games, and you're in the playoffs. That's exactly why Kansas City made the play for Kyle Orton in the first place, because they know this division is still up for grabs, and they're in last place. So, that being said, the Raiders, I would love nothing more than to see another great performance from Carson Palmer and to see him just make me a little happy again and remember the USC glory days and the Bengals glory days when he was a good quarterback. I'd love to see that.
So
do we have a status report on McFadden? I've got Oakland.
You've got Oakland. I've got the Raiders. McFadden is still
out.
He's not out. I think he's done the questionable now.
Okay, that's better.
Yep.
Better than out is questionable. And I'll preview the next game while you look that up. The New England Patriots, 7-3, go to Philadelphia Freedom, 4-6, fly high Eagles. 1:15 start on CBS Sports. This game is off the board for the cover, the spread, and the over-under, mostly because I think they don't know if Vince Young is going to play or if it will be Michael Vick under center there for Philadelphia.
McFadden was not at practice today, and according to the Raiders, that's a strong indication that he will not be playing Week 12.
Ah. They could really use him, but Michael Bush has been getting the job done.
Yes, he has.
So I just previewed, Steven, Patriots at Eagles. Talk to me.
Yes, Patriots at Eagles. It looks like it's going to be Vince Young time again.
Well, as I said, it's off the board, so they're holding out hope that Vic could get back in there. That's why it's off the board.
If the Eagles defense played the way they did against the Giants.
You mean okay and not pee-pee caca?
They played better than just okay.
Well.
They played pretty good.
Okay.
They played pretty good. And holding the Giants to 10 points when they were averaging closer to 20 on the season.
No small thing.
It was pretty good. Now here come the high-flying New England Patriots. Throw the ball a lot.
Never lose this time of year.
The problem is Brady has been getting hit a lot, and I don't know if you've noticed lately.
Oh, I saw the Kansas City game.
Brady's been a little hesitant.
Hesitant.
Let's put it that way. Let's just say he's been a little hesitant.
He doesn't like getting hit,
he
just
does
like
not
any quarterback,
like
but
getting,
more than most quarterbacks.
Yeah, more than most quarterbacks,
he
does
really
not
hates
like
it.
To get,
he takes
yeah
it personal. He takes so many things personal.
Yeah.
That's what I love about
him.
So, although, did you see the ESPN Monday Night piece that they did on the other Tom Brady's in the Boston area?
No, I didn't.
Dude, it was classic. So they found like 8 Tom Brady's in the Boston area. Brady is an Irish name. Boston. Huh, it's the Irish. Yeah.
Okay.
So Tom Brady's a very common name. So all these guys, one guy's an accountant, one guy's a school teacher,
yeah,
one guy's an old guy who just fixes stuff. And they've all gotten great tables at restaurants and things because they're Tom Brady. They call it, they have no problem. One guy actually has a license plate that's like Tom Brady is his license plate because he loves the extra attention that he gets.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, you're not the Tom Brady? And they're all bummed. It's
yeah
like, I'm Tom Brady.
I'm Tom
look
Brady. Here's my, you know, driver's license.
One guy,
no,
his license plate is like Giselle. It's his license plate.
Nice.
He's taking it to the next level.
Nice.
Wait, well, are you Tom Brady? Yes, I am.
I have absolutely no problems with people
taking advantage
of their names.
Yes.
That's right. If your name is
if
Tom
Abraham
Brady,
Lincoln, so be it.
Go for it. Yeah.
If it's Hitler, might want to line up for a name change.
Probably you should
get those documents going.
First of all, you should go to your dad. You should kick
what
him in the
what the hell were you thinking?
Yeah, exactly. And then go change your name.
Yeah, in that order.
There you go.
I got
so
New
we
England,
both have
Steven.
I have the New England Patriots right now.
Yeah, but you're reserving the right.
I am.
You can
not.
I'm not.
I'm just
you're going to stay with it. Okay.
I'm just taking the Patriots.
Interesting. New England, as I said, this game's off the board. So
the Denver Broncos travel to San Diego to face the San Diego
Super Slouchers. That's what you've been calling them. Keep going with
Soup
it.
Soup Kitchen.
Soup Kitchen.
San Diego
Soup
Kitchen.
Waiting in line at the homeless shelter.
San Diego Soup Suki Tsukamoto
falling asleep again.
Suki Tsukamoto. No, he's awake. What's that smile? When he puts that smile on his face,
is it his little gimpy smile?
What are you
smile
doing? What website are you looking at?
Porn.
What website are you looking
the
at, James?
The internet is really, really great
for porn. You should go check out that YouTube video, though. By the way,
with the one that we made that
no
he just posted.
Yes. You should check
your
it
Dallas
out.
Dallas Cowboys Star Report, folks. Make sure
the
you tune
Denver
in.
Denver Broncos and San Diego Chargers.
Steven, I am most nervous about this game.
Why are you nervous?
Tebow.
You think it's going to be Tebow time at
I
the end?
I think the Chargers are crappy enough that they could permit Tebow time. Any team that cannot put another team away is in danger of losing.
Of Tebow time.
Yes. Yes. And Tebow time, trust me, I think has a success rate around 70%.
All right. You taking Tebow time in the Denver Broncos?
I am just praying to Jesus.
Yeah.
No offense to Tim Tebow. But I'm praying to Jesus that the San Diego Chargers will start to look like themselves again. Because I like the Chargers a lot.
So you're taking San Diego?
Yeah, I am. But
okay,
it's like, so help me.
Are you sure?
If they hang me out to dry,
well, I think you want to take
I will
Tebow
ream
time
them a new one. I don't want to take Tebow time, but I believe me, if I thought that the San Diego Chargers could fall any further, they're still in the divisional race. They still have everything to fight for.
They're 2 games back, man.
Kansas City's behind them, and Kansas City just went and paid $2.5 million for a quarterback.
2 games
because they
back
know they're still in it.
2 games back.
Oakland may not win another game. May not. They have what I think is the most difficult schedule remaining in football.
I really thought you were going to take Denver. Will you just take Denver?
No.
You'll have a chance to win with Tebow.
Detroit, San Francisco, figure out which one you like the most because I don't see us differing on a game from
no
this point forward.
Yeah. All right, I got the San Diego Chargers.
Okay. Now the Steelers.
I don't believe that the Denver Broncos are that much better. I believe their defense has turned a corner,
oh,
and
the
they're playing much
playing
better football. But offensively,
no, they're an accident.
You're
going
to have
horrible
to score a lot more points, than
like a touchdown,
or two,
or your defense will score them for you. Who knows?
Huh?
This defense playing off the chain. Pittsburgh Steelers at the Kansas City Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium. 5:20 start. Football night in America.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Why are the Steelers favored by only 10?
And a half.
Did anybody
and
see the Kansas City Chiefs play last week?
And a half. Tyler Palko, by the way, has re-emigrated to Canada and has rejoined the Montreal Alouettes. That's not true. That's not true.
But they're going with Palko again.
They don't have a choice. They missed their option.
They don't have plenty of time to install Orton into the offense.
Oh, Orton is there. I might go with Orton.
He just got there today.
Yeah, I know. It's time to meet the guys.
The game is Sunday.
I suggest that he and Dwayne Bowe and Baldwin might go out for dinner once or twice.
I will point out, do you remember what happened to Carson Palmer the week he wasn't expected to play?
Well,
he had been there for a couple of days.
Tell him that he's going to play.
Threw him into the fire.
What happened with Carson was he was told explicitly he would not play, and then they just threw him out there.
Because he had only learned 15 plays.
14 plays,
and they kept
actually
calling those same 14
plays
over and over again.
Which makes it rather easy on the defense.
Yes.
Oh, they lined up with this back? Guess what they're doing? There's only so many formations you got, you know? And if you only know 14 plays. But if they let him know ahead of time, maybe.
Kyle, you could possibly play in this game.
Kyle, you script out for me 12 plays you want to run. I'm going to give you 10 plays that we like a lot with our guys, and we're going to have 22 plays. And we're going to go at it. We're going to see what we can get done here.
Because it's a possibility
that
it's a possibility we pull Palko because, you know.
He sucks. Let's be honest.
Plus, he's got to cut his hair. Cut your freaking hair, dude. I'm sorry. It's okay for linebackers and stuff to have that stuff coming out of there.
Flowing locks.
Yeah, but you're a quarterback, dude.
We didn't ever talk about the tackle by the hair last week.
Oh, yeah, Torrey
Smith
tackle.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it was.
That was awesome. They call a horse collar, and then they're like,
no, that was
the hair.
He pulled his hair,
and
that's
literally
legal.
Jerked him down by the hair, which was just fantastic. Okay, you and I at Pittsburgh, New York Giants at New Orleans Saints, 6-4 Giants, 7-3 Saints, Monday Night Football, ESPN. Saints 7.5 favorites. 51 is the over-under. A lot of points there.